Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, along here in the trenches, Sports Talk 790. Chris Gordy, Andy Kalou, Big Sarge. And a pleasure to catch up with this guy. One of our favorite guests out there. Good to have him back for the start of football season. Our buddy Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com. Host of the best damn sports betting pod, period. Two for the Money, movie based on his life. B. Lang, what's going on, man?
Bro, you're my eighth radio show in 2 days, and I'm kicking off the football season with this joke that I've been telling, and I gotta tell you, bro, it is bringing down the house. It is setting the tone for the season, and I hope you're ready for it, because I'm building it up big, because it's that good. Are you ready, my brother?
Yes.
This is for all the married guys out there. So a wife wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning. She looks over. Her husband's not there. She walks down the stairs. She flicks the light on the kitchen. He's not there. Then she hears something and goes into the living room, and there he is in the pitch dark crying as if he's lost a child. And she said, "So, honey, are you okay?" And he says, "You remember when we were 17 years old? And we met, and all my friends said I shouldn't date the sheriff's daughter." She said, "Yeah." And he said, "6 months later, your dad caught us having sex upstairs and put a gun to my head and said, 'You will marry my daughter, and I will put you in prison for 20 years. She goes, "Yeah." He goes, "I'd be getting out of prison tomorrow."
Wow.
Football season's here, baby. Let's go.
Brandon, we don't even need to ask you any questions after that. This segment's over.
I can't stop telling it, man. I played golf the other day with the owner of the Golden State Warriors, Joe Lacob, and, you know, man of that power, man in that position of power, just looked at me and goes, "That's pretty good."
That was very good. From one joke, from one joke to another, the Houston Texans, we're here in Houston. Well, your perspective, the way you said "wow" kind of lets me know where you're going with this. How do you even look at this team? Do you look at it with Deshaun Watson, without Deshaun Watson? How do you look at the Houston Texans?
Bro, what a mess. I mean, what an absolute mess. And you got a head coach who came in there and didn't think he was walking into this nonsense. And, I mean, you guys know more than the general sports fan across the country. They're a big, juicy dog week one. And, you know, it's hard to turn away from that many points. But, I mean, the national news is not really, what is the status with Deshaun for those of us who aren't in Houston?
We don't know. Just like you don't know, we don't know. The thought is that he's just not going to play for the team this year, but he's on the roster. He's taken up a roster spot. He has not been put on the commissioner exempt list. But just from what we're hearing, more so from his camp, Brandon, not from Deshaun, because we haven't heard anything directly out of his mouth, it just looks like he's not going to play for the Texans this season.
Wow. You know what, guys? It's still the NFL. You still have NFL-type talent. You're going to be getting a lot of points and a lot of value with that team. Keep an eye on them, because you're going to be getting a boatload of points with them. And one thing I've learned about the NFL is that they're still going to compete and they're still going to fight. And if you're a big dog and Houston shows that they may be losing, but they're playing clean football, because the only reason a big dog doesn't cover is because they turn it over. They turn it over, they get way behind, and then they can't get back in it, and then you have yourself a blowout. If they show that they're not turning it over and they're competitive, I'm going to tell you guys, you're going to get some value with you Houston Texans. You just are, because the public perception is, let's just go against them because they stink. But let's be honest, even when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers went 0-16, they still covered six of their 16 games. So think about that. I'm sorry, Detroit Lions. Even though the Detroit Lions went 0-16, I think they went 8-8 against the spread. Think about that for a minute. You went 0-16,
that's tough,
but you still went 8-8 against the spread. So you're going to get some value. It's just a matter of when you take the chance with that value.
Well, if the Texans do bottom out and they're one of the worst teams in the league, I think they're, you know, a lot of mock drafts have Sam Howell out of North Carolina being one of the top quarterbacks in next year's draft. So if you're a Texans fan, maybe you have some interest in this North Carolina game tonight, taking on Virginia Tech at 5 p.m. Central our time on ESPN. UNC is a 5.5-point road favorite. I know Virginia Tech hasn't been the power that they've kind of been in recent years, but any thoughts on North Carolina, top 10 team going on the road tonight?
Yeah, I'm anxious to see him play, although he's lost pretty much his entire receiver core. He does have a pretty set offensive line, but for me, this is the best defense Mac Brown's had since he's got there. This defense returns 10 starters, and they are stout, and they are legit. For me, I don't think Sam's going to come out here and light it up with these young receivers that he's got to get acclimated to in real time. I like under the post in total. It's 63 last time I checked.
Yeah,
I think we have ourselves a dead nuts under tonight. I don't think Sam's going to light it up. I think Mac's going to play it pretty tight to the vest. And I think you're going to see that North Carolina defense is legit. Virginia Tech's going to try to run the football, take the air out of the ball. I think this is a dead nuts under.
Hey, Brandon, what's going on, man? It's Big Sarge. Let me tell you this right now. I'm going to go back and listen to this podcast from today. And if you hear that joke or if you see that joke, you know, on social media, I'll make sure that I give you the credit. But I'm definitely going to use it when you're not around and probably take credit for you. But I'll definitely let people know in the sports bar that I came up with it and you're using it. I'm just messing with you, though, Brandon.
Bro, with all my material, all I ask is you give me a producer credit. I got another one on top of that one that I'll kick off next week's show on.
Oh, God.
You'll lose it just as well. I got so much material for the season. It's going to be a great season. Just give me a producer credit, and please refilter all these because they're so good.
Most definitely. Well, Brandon, look, I'm the only residential Dallas Cowboys fan on this panel right here. And what is your honest assessment of the Dallas Cowboys this year, especially with the second easiest schedule in the NFL? Will they cover?
Well, let me say this. They're giving you a big, fat, juicy 7.5 number opening night on Thursday night with Dak back in the fold, who didn't play at all in the preseason, against a defense that returns everybody that the last time we saw him, they made Patrick Mahomes look like he was a freshman at Texas Tech. Now, granted, he didn't have any offensive line to block for him, and it was just letting the dogs out, and it was over. And Andy Reid did a terrible job of not moving the pocket and saying, okay, Patrick, good luck to you, and we'll see you on campus. So I don't know. One part of me says, how do you lay 7.5? I would have liked to have seen Dak play a little bit in the preseason. I know he was banged up and he couldn't. But asking him to go on the road week one against this defense with fans at home, everybody back, I just get the sneaky suspicion this could get ugly early. Do I think Dallas is probably going to win the NFC East? Probably. Do I think they're probably the best team in the NFC East? Probably. It's not Washington. It's not Philadelphia. It's not. Look at the quarterbacks. Look at the quarterbacks in all three division opponents Dallas has. Philly, Jalen Hurts, Giants, Daniel Jones, Washington. So I still have them winning the East. But having them go on the road, Dak didn't play at all in the preseason, against this Tampa defense, I think that could get a little ugly on Thursday night.
Talking with our buddy Brandon Lang, BrandonLang.com for more information, host of the Best Damn Sports Betting Pod, period. Last one for you, Brandon. Any other college games catch your eye this weekend and you're just like, man, I got to tell somebody about this one?
Yeah. I'm calling for Florida State to shock the world and Brian Kelly and Notre Dame. I think Norvell has some talent down in Tallahassee. 10 starters back on defense, 19 starters back overall. Brian Kelly returns just 11 starters for Notre Dame total. To think they're just going to reload and roll down there. Listen, Norvell can coach. And with COVID last year and everything going on, the guy can coach. Showed at Memphis he could coach, which landed him the job here. And I think Florida State's going to surprise some people. You're giving me a home dog out of the box in Tallahassee plus 7.5. I can't pass that up. I got to grab the 7.5.
Brandon Lang, BrandonLang.com. I know you got some picks up there. Appreciate the time, man. And let our listeners know real quick what they can find at the website.
Hey, man, we had a great summer. We've won 5 straight months, which is the first time I've done that since the movie came out. We're trying to make September number 6 in a row, so it's been a great run. knock on wood, let's see if we can keep it going. And, of course, the one-day free all access pass is always up there.
Good to have you back, buddy. We'll talk with you next Friday.
Hi, guys.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.